Shogun by James Clavell. Copyright 1975 by James Clavell. This recording of the full-length reading of Shogun was published by arrangement with Leopard Publishing Company Limited and was produced in 2000 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape Incorporated. This book is read by David Case. This book consists of 61 chapters and is 1,152 pages long. Author's note. I would like to thank all those here, in Asia and in Europe, the living and the dead, who helped to make this novel possible. Lookout Mountain, California. Prologue. The gale tore at him, and he felt its bite deep within, and he knew that if they did not make landfall in 3 days, they would all be dead. Too many deaths on this voyage, he thought. I'm pilot major of a dead fleet. One ship left out of 5. 28 men from a crew of 107, and now only 10 can walk, and the rest near death, and our captain general one of them. No food, almost no water, and what there is, brackish and foul. His name was John Blackthorne, and he was alone on deck, but for the bowsprit lookout, Salomon, the mute, who huddled in the lee, searching the sea ahead. The ship heeled in a sudden squall, and Blackthorne held on to the arm of the sea-chair that was lashed near the wheel on the quarter-deck, until she righted, timbers squealing. She was the Erasmus, 260 tons, a 3-masted trader warship out of Rotterdam.